All right, let's check this one out. After 2 months of talking, I told this guy yesterday that I wasn't ready for a relationship, and he responded, "It's been great. Hope you have a good one." And then he blocked me. No effort, no pressure applied. I'm devastated. Yeah, nobody got time for these games. Yeah, especially grown-ass men who are actually mature. And grown men who get play from females. They don't have to deal with that. There's many guys out there who would try to convince her to keep talking to him and doing all this extra shit and keep texting and calling. Never do that. It's never worth it. Even in a situation like this where she wanted you to just apply a little pressure, it just shows how childish she is mentally. She would have been way more of a headache than anything good.
There was this guy at my gym. I spend most of my time there, so that's like the only place I meet people. So I'm like eyeing him, you know, but I'm not saying anything. Just like making eye contact, making it moderately obvious. So a few months later, he finally comes over to me and talks to me.
Okay, so gym thought. She spend most of her time at the gym. Based on the tightness of her pants, she's the stereotypical gym thought. Bending over in front of guys, you know, pretending like she's stretching and all that goofy shit. And is that a cop hat? Do she got a family member who a police officer or something? Nah, don't touch that with a 10,000 foot pole. But let's hear her out.
So we talk every once in a while, everything is good, and then finally he decides that we're going to walk out of the gym at the same time so he can ask for my number. So as he's asking for my phone number, I drop my phone and my lock screen comes up and it's me and my kids, and he goes, "Who's that on your phone?" And I said, "Oh, those are my kids." I have to give him credit because he stayed committed to asking for my phone number and he got it. A couple weeks go by of radio silence on my cell phone, and it's fine. I'm not going to text him first. I'm not stressed about it. We still see each other in the gym and say hi. Everything is good until...
She lying. She was definitely stressed about it. And she was talking to all her family and friends, you know, asking like, should I call? I mean, is he going to call? How long should I wait? That was all cap.
A couple weeks later, when I see him in the gym, he fist bumps me and says, "How's it going, big guy?"
Oh, he had to do her like that, the big guy. Oh, man, he did her dirty. But hey, ain't nobody trying to take care of another man's kid, so I don't blame him. He probably was a stand-up dude, too, because the average scumbag would have still just hit.
And I don't know how to feel about myself at this point, because big guy? Big guy?
Well, now you know how men feel. Welcome to our world.
Men ain't shit. Men ain't shit. Men ain't shit. Men.
Look, what she really should be saying is her taste in men ain't shit. Women are only basing this off of the men that they date. The other 80% of men in their inbox that they ignore and play and use, they don't exist. They don't count. You notice women who've been married for 40 years ain't on the internet talking about how men ain't shit, because that wouldn't be true in her life. Women only see things from her perspective. In her world, men are wonderful because men help them, love them, support them, do everything for them. So a woman who picked a good man to begin with, you'll never hear her talking like this, because that's not her experience of men not being shit. Her experience is men helping her all the time and looking out for her. So remember, ladies, when you say men ain't shit, it says more about you than it says about men generally in the world. And here's another thing. Whoever's looked at as a victim in society can talk shit about the people that they're perceived to be victimized by. You know what I mean? So if it's looked at as white people victimizing black people, then it's going to be socially acceptable for black people to say white people ain't shit. If women are always looked at as the victim and men are the victimizers, then it's going to be socially acceptable for women to go on stage in front of all these people and say men ain't shit and get a round of applause, because men are generally looked at as bad, evil, murdering rapists.
I've been with my fiance for years. We've never argued, never fought. I love him more with every single passing day, and he's never stopped being my happy place. We never stopped dating, never stopped loving to be with each other, never stopped yearning for the other when we're apart. People keep telling us that the honeymoon phase will end and we'll eventually get sick of each other. Thing is, that's not how relationships are supposed to work.
Okay, before she even continue, yeah, people are haters. especially if you surround people who aren't happy with their lives. If you're a happy person with a successful marriage, you probably need to surround yourself who are also happy and in happy relationships or marriages. Because if not, they'll just bring negativity in your circle.
Y'all know it's okay to love the person you're with, right? If you get to a point where you can't stand to be around them, and you don't think about them or miss them when you're not together, that's not the end of a honeymoon phase. That's you and your partner getting complacent and no longer trying. I'm so sick of this heteronormative idea that you just have to settle for whoever will take you and that's that. Take the time to find the person that lights up your entire life just by smiling at you, and stop telling people that they're not going to be happy with anyone after a certain period of time. It's just not realistic.
I mean, I see where she's coming from on one end, but on the other end, I see where people are coming from that are telling her that the honeymoon phase won't last forever just by the way she's talking. Like, look, maybe the honeymoon phase will last forever with 5% of people, but with 95% of people, it won't. It's not to say you don't love your partner, you don't like them, but it just get old after a while. Being with somebody for 50 years, day in and day out, it's going to get old. That don't mean you leave. The point of a relationship and a marriage, et cetera, is not for you to be happy 24/7. It's to build a family and build a legacy. It's about responsibility and duty. And if you like the person and they're a decent human being, then that helps a lot. It helps a lot. I would say if somebody's a good person that's enjoyable to be around most of the time, just hang in there and make it work. Because it ain't going to be butterflies and rainbows. And you ain't just going to be ecstatic to see him every day after work for 50 years. That's just not realistic. But hey, if you're part of the 5% where it is like that for 50 years, God bless you. I ain't going to hate on you. That's the only thing I would say about the people who are telling you to stop hating. Just keep it to yourself. Don't rain on somebody's sunny day.
Edit. There's been a bit of a miscommunication and only a few of you have noticed that I understand this, but I get that there is indeed a honeymoon phase at the beginning where there's more infatuation than love. What I am specifically referring to is the honeymoon phase that gets weaponized when people see others in happy/content relationships, or when people see others in failing relationships that mirror their own failed relationship that they never left. I'm tired of being told I'm not going to be content with my partner forever, and I'm tired of seeing people that are being neglected and abused get told that that's how it is once the honeymoon phase ends.
I mean, yeah, don't take abuse. But if somebody a decent human being and they good to you, but they just got born, you shouldn't leave and break up a family and break up a healthy relationship just because it got born. It's not going to be exciting for 50 years. Yeah, the spark may die, but a relationship isn't about a spark lasting forever. Like I said, legacy. Duty, responsibility, family, your kids, your grandkids.